Now, it is 13 after 10. Greece, as we now know, has passed the midnight deadline for repayment of their $1.6 billion bundled loans due to the IMF, and as such, they are in default. This is the first time that an advanced economy has defaulted to the IMF and is by far the largest default the IMF has ever faced. So let me link that to Dr. Oliver Hartwich, who is the executive director of the New Zealand Institute. Before joining the Institute, he was a research fellow at the Centre for Independent Studies in Sydney, chief economist at the Policy Exchange in London, and an advisor to in the UK House of Lords. He holds a master's in economics and business administration and a PhD in law. He's sort of what you might call well qualified. Dr. Hartwich, good morning.
Morning. If I may just correct you briefly, we're the New Zealand Initiative, not the Institute.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Greece.
Yeah.
What is your first paragraph on what this means?
Well, it's been long overdue. It's been 5 years coming. For 5 years, we've been bailing out the Greek economy to no avail, because European Union countries, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund have pumped in about 300 billion euros into the Greek economy. And the result of that is the country is still bankrupt. The result is it is still over-indebted, 180% debt to GDP. The result is that unemployment is above 25%, and the Greek economy has actually been shrinking for 5 years and lost about a quarter of its output. So no matter how you look at the Greek case, it is a complete disaster all around. The Greeks are, of course, mainly responsible for this, but they're not alone in this. I think European Union leaders that have actually procrastinated on the inevitable, which is Greece's default, are also to blame for the policy disaster that we're seeing now.
I read a piece yesterday that suggested that the heads of certain institutions in the European Union and globally should be behind bars as a result of this. Comment?
Well, it is fair to say that we haven't seen good policy management for many years. Whether they should be behind bars, I'm not quite sure. That's a very stark conclusion. However, what I would say is that it was very obvious early on in 2010 that the bailout packages simply wouldn't work because they were just fiddling with the symptoms of the Greek crisis. And I've been saying this for years, and I've actually gone back to my old articles that I published in 2010. I was very clear back then that Greece is actually facing not so much a debt crisis. I mean, that's part of it, and that's a symptom. But what it is really facing is a crisis of competitiveness. And that means that the Greek economy is simply not productive enough, that its outputs are too expensive on the global markets, and that therefore what Greece really needs is actually a departure from the eurozone, a reintroduction of their own currency, because that is the only chance they have to devalue their currency, which at the moment they can't, of course, because they have no control over the euro. Mm-hmm. That's the only way for Greece to regain competitiveness. Once Greece actually has regained its competitiveness, it would then be able to probably service its debt again. However, what it would still probably need is a partial haircut, a partial default on its debt, because it is simply too large to even be sustained, even if the economy went back to growth.
If you were voting in the referendum on Sunday, what would you vote?
I'm not quite sure, because I don't understand the question. I saw the ballot paper yesterday that the Greek government put out, and it was a technocratic gobbledygook that the government put out. And then, bizarrely, they put the no box first before the yes box to tick. I have no idea what the Greek government really wants to achieve with this, other than buying time, which they do, because now the other European leaders are playing exactly to the Greek government's tune. Remember, of course, today is the day when the deadline was. Today is the day when the second bailout package for Greece expires. So by today, everything should have been clear. What the Greek government did was it put in place this new referendum that will be held on Sunday, and they basically bought themselves another few days. I have no idea what the Greek government really wants to do, apart from this delaying tactics, which we have seen a lot in the Greek crisis, of course, recently. But this referendum doesn't make sense. And by the way, I'm a great fan of referendum, but I think they should hold the next referendum in Germany and ask the Germans whether they really want to pay.
Ha. I'm so pleased to hear you make the opening comment to that question, because I was looking at it yesterday and I thought it was me that didn't understand it. I thought it was me. And I'm relieved to hear that it's not just me.
No, I think this doesn't make sense at all. It has been very difficult to make any sense of the Greek government's actions. They are completely inconsistent. They have been really saying one thing one minute and the opposite the next. They've even criticized their own proposals. They have ruled out, for example, ever asking for a third bailout package. And what we heard just a couple of hours ago is that the Greek government has suggested just that. So the Greek government's actions simply do not make any sense anymore.
Do the Greek people have any idea? I mean, do they deserve a referendum on this?
Well, let's put it this way. In a recent opinion poll, 70% of the Greeks said that they would like to keep the euro. In other opinion polls, about half the Greeks say they don't like austerity measures, they don't like reforms, they don't like the program that the International Monetary Fund has actually put towards the Greeks. The problem is, of course, the two positions are completely incompatible. You cannot remain part of the eurozone while refusing to play by the eurozone's rules. So we have a bizarre situation where the Greek government refuses austerity measures, refuses economic reforms, and still maintains that it can't be kicked out of the eurozone. Yesterday we heard from the Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, that he would actually take legal action, that he would take the European Union to court if his country gets kicked out of the eurozone. Bizarre.
It is bizarre. Is it them? On this occasion, for it to have got to this point, is it the leadership that's at fault?
The current leadership of the Greek government is certainly to blame for a lot of the irritations that we've seen over the past months. However, we shouldn't forget, of course, they have only come to office in late January this year. And before that, we had government by the Social Democrats and by the Nea Dimokrasia, the Conservative Party of Greece. And they are, of course, not blameless either, because they are responsible for decades of economic mismanagement. They have managed a Greek economy that is now spending more on pensions than any other country in Europe. They have managed an economy that is the most corrupt in Europe, where this practice of filled envelopes with money is widespread, and you basically need to bribe your way into anything that requires an official actually dealing with you. They haven't got a proper taxation system. There are still large parts of the Greek population, even rich people, who are basically untaxed. They have no proper land registry. So they have not done anything that Greece would really need. And what they did instead was they got Greece into this mess of the eurozone, where they benefited for a few years from low interest rates that they got on the back of eurozone membership, but they actually wasted this opportunity in a lifetime to reform the country, and now that's the result.
All right, so let's leave Greece out of it just for the moment and talk about the rest of Europe and the rest of the world, and what might be the ripple effect of this as far as you're concerned.
Well, what I would say is that we are not likely to see the kind of contagion that we saw in the context of the GFC and the Lehman Brothers crisis. There were fears, of course, in 2010 that if Greece goes under, the whole thing would spread to countries like Portugal and Spain and Ireland and Italy and maybe France. I think this fear is unfounded today, because we have a lot of programs in place. We've got the European Financial Stability Facility, the European Stability Mechanism, the European Central Bank, and they're all prepared to actually take steps towards preventing exactly that kind of contagion. So that's not going to happen. What will happen, though, is that if Greece ever leaves the eurozone, I mean, the first couple of years are going to be traumatic for Greece, but then I think they've got a good chance of actually growing the economy again, regaining competitiveness. Then other eurozone members will look at Greece and will ask themselves, well, if it works for Greece and that they actually generate better economic growth outside the eurozone, why shouldn't we follow?
Does Russia have any play in this, do you think? Will it?
Let's put it this way. I think the Greek government would love Russia to have a play in this, because, as we know, the Greek prime minister visited Vladimir Putin and asked for basically a bailout from Russia when the Europeans didn't want to give him any more money. And maybe a couple of years ago, Putin would have done that, because Russia would like to have an influence in the European Union and basically buy its way in. The problem for Russia is, of course, that they can't do it because they can no longer afford it, because Russia is an economic trouble itself. So I think probably Russia will not play a big role in bailing out Greece. There's other speculation, of course, that it won't just be the Russians trying to get a foot into the Greek door, but it will be the Chinese, who have already bought parts of Piraeus Harbour, for example, the harbour of Athens, the port of Athens. And therefore, we can expect other countries to get involved in Greek affairs. And that's, of course, a big geopolitical concern, because Greece is a NATO member. Greece is a country in a very fragile area of Europe, bordering on the Middle East, of course. It is a heavily armed country, and that's why, for example, the U.S. government has been urging the Europeans to try everything they can to keep Greece in the eurozone for geopolitical reasons.
All right. Go back to the port of Athens. You said China's bought it?
China has bought a chunk of it. They had to privatize some of the state assets, and China actually bought its way into a part of the port of Piraeus. And that's much welcome, because I think that's what the Greek government should be doing. They should be privatizing their state-owned businesses, because that's one of the ways which they actually managed to get some money into the Greek government, which, of course, is exactly what they need.
You've got a plane to catch, and I've only got a minute left. Tourism is most important to Greece. How will this affect it?
Well, in the short term, of course, it will be problematic because we can see cancellations now of Greek holidays because tourists are concerned what's going to happen and will this country be safe to visit. In the long run, I think if Greece manages to leave the Eurozone, if it gets its own currency, if it devalues its currency, then, of course, for tourism, it means that holidaying in Greece will become cheaper. And that's exactly what Greece needs because Greece is currently too expensive. You can buy a cappuccino in Athens for €4.50, and that's just not enough to be competitive with neighbors like Turkey, Bulgaria. So the tourism dollar actually goes a lot further if you take it to Turkey rather than to Greece, which is why I think Greece should really leave the Eurozone to boost its tourism sector in the long run.
Very quickly, do you expect it to be stable socially?
We can only hope so, but there are no guarantees. And I would have been more optimistic that a transition to a new currency would be able to be achieved in a stable way under a different government. This current government, I must say, is just chaotic, and we simply don't know what to expect from these guys anymore.
Very good. Appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Oliver Hartwich, who is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, 24 past 10, News Talk ZB.